بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Continuing the chapter on contentment, chastity, restraint, moderation in one's lifestyle and expenses, and also the disapproval of asking people, begging unnecessarily. Today's hadith and Hakim ibn Hizam radiallahu anhu, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى وابدأ بمن تعول وخير الصدقة ما كان عن ظهر غنى ومن يستعفف يعفه الله ومن يستغني يغنه الله متفق عليه. هذا الحكيم بن حزام رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the upper hand is better than the lower hand. This we explained before. The upper hand, that hand that is giving is better than the lower hand. For an intelligent person, these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sufficient. That at no time I should be asking anybody for anything. Obviously, you will get certain situations where people are desperate. That's a different situation. But as a general rule, I rather be the one that is giving. I rather be the one that is helping. I rather be the one that is assisting than the person that is asking, the person that is requiring assistance, the person that is unnecessarily asking to get any favors. In another hadith it comes that Sahaba would say that when we were sitting on the animal, we were mounted on the animal, and if the whoop had to fall down, for example sitting on the horse, if the whoop had to fall down and there was somebody that was already down, it's much easier for them now to just take it and pass it to us. Even then we would come down ourselves, pick up the whoop ourselves, and then go back on the animal, but we wouldn't ask anybody for any favors. This was the style of Sahaba, that they were khuddama anfusina, that they would do their own khidmat, they would help themselves in whichever way they could. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq also. Sometimes a man just requires a cup of tea, or sometimes he just requires a glass of water, but he'll see somebody there and he'll ask him, get me the glass of water. He'll ask his wife to get the glass or make the cup of tea. Simple things, ulama say that we should try and do it ourselves. This was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wouldn't ask for favors in the house, he would be the one that is giving favors. He would be the one that is helping. So simple things we should try and do it ourselves. So this is the first part of the hadith. The hand that is giving is better than the hand that is asking. The hand that is above is better than the hand that is below. In other words, who is giving is better than the one that is asking. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wabda biman ta'ul," that begin by spending on your family. In other words, before you spend on others, not that you don't spend on others, but begin by spending on your family. Often it happens that a person is spending here, spending there, but his own family members are poor, people are in need. And we think of this also, we should think about our staff. Many of us got staff that are in need. We are happy to give in charitable causes, which is good, but sometimes in our own organization. First we start here is talking about our own family, but the broader sense we should think about in our own organization, in our own work, our own workplace. There are so many people that are battling. Sometimes our maids, they got conditions. But we're spending all over. We should spend on those people that are closest to us. So first Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, begin by spending on your family before others. Then the next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَخَيْرُ الصَّدَقَةِ مَا كَانَ عَنْ ظَهْرِ غِنًا. That the best charity is that which leaves the giver with sufficient. In other words, don't be such that you spend everything. Now tomorrow you're going out for a handout. We're going to ask people after that. Give so much that you'll also have left over for yourself, and you'll also be able to help others. So this is the best type of sadaqah. Not that the person is foolish also with his sadaqah. He must be very generous, but not to the extent now where he is in need for himself. The next part, وَمَنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْ يُعِفَّهُ اللَّهُ. That person who makes himself self-sufficient, who desires that he wants to abstain from begging, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him that ability that he will be independent. In other words, a person makes an effort that I'm making this effort, that I'm not going to ask anybody, I'm not going to make it a point of going to anybody. He goes out of his way, whether it's for physical help, whether it's for financial help, any type of help. Obviously where a person needs advice, a person needs to go to an architect, engineer, that is different. Now he's paying the person for his services. Here he's talking about the person who chooses to be independent. I don't ask for favors. He doesn't like to ask for favors. And this was one thing you'd find that all our elders make dua. Even now the old people up till now, that Allah Ta'ala dua say, dua kallo Allah Ta'ala, muhtaji say, hifazat farma, that Allah Ta'ala save us, that we become muhtaj. We have to ask people for assistance. We have to ask people to help us. So then there's a recipe for this. If you want that, the recipe is وَمَنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْ يُعِفَّهُ اللَّهِ. That person who seeks to be self-sufficient, Allah Ta'ala will make it such that he will be self-sufficient. Because he's seeking, he's trying his best, he's making an effort to be like this, Allah Ta'ala will make him like that. وَمَنْ يَسْتَغْنِي يُغْنِهِ اللَّهِ. That person who wants to be independent financially, Allah Ta'ala will make him independent financially. Allah Ta'ala will see that this person doesn't need to go to anybody. Why? Because he's making that intention and he's trying, he's making effort. He's not just standing on the side of the street or going to people asking for handouts, going here, going there, phoning people. No, that's not his style. He's trying his best to be self-sufficient financially. Allah Ta'ala will make it such that this person will become independent. Allah Ta'ala give us these qualities, such beautiful qualities. Often we read and we hear that charity begins at home, but actually we see from today's hadith, wabda biman ta'ul, is actually the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, begin with your own family members. So these are things that are actually taught to us. The West are taking few things from here and there, but our deen has got beauty in every single aspect. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of appreciating and implementing. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.